This is Barry Mack on Irish Australian Radio on Northside Radio 99.3. On the line we have world famous Daniel O'Donnell. Where are you going? How are you doing, Daniel?
God, nice to Barry, lovely to speak to you.
Indeed, yes, it's so good, and we're so looking forward to your visit again next year.
Well, we certainly are too. Looking forward to getting back. We'll be there in February. Well, February, we start in February. And we go into March, then we finish in March over in, on the 9th of March over in Perth. But we start in Newcastle on the 21st, and then Melbourne and Sydney and up to the Gold Coast, Canberra. We go all round, yeah, and Adelaide.
And where are you ringing from at the minute? Because it must be the middle of the night.
I'm in America.
Okay.
so it's all right. I'm in one day and you're in the next.
Indeed, yes. Oh, there you go. You sure do get around, that's for sure.
I know. We've been here. We're in Branson, Missouri. It's in the Midwest of America. We're here since the beginning of November. We're doing Christmas shows. They have Christmas shows starting here on 1st of November in this city that we're in. And there's a lot of theatres. So we're here to do 20 concerts. And we finish on the 1st of December. And then we go up to Canada for one show near Niagara Falls in a place called St. Catharines. And then back to Ireland, and we have a few TV things to do and 4 concerts before Christmas.
Good God. What sort of fuel do you run on?
Ah, well, sure, listen, I'm doing all right.
You are indeed, and I hear you have a new album out as well.
We have a new album, it's coming out now very soon. It's called Walking in the Moonlight. I think they're actually releasing a Christmas album out there too, and there'll be a TV show on Foxtel, a Christmas concert on Foxtel leading up to Christmas. So the first airing is the 14th of December, and then it's on, I think, the 21st, 24th, and Christmas Day. So maybe people will watch out for that. And that album, I think, has been released on an album and DVD, or a CD and a DVD, of a Christmas show we did a couple of years ago in Dublin. And the Walking in the Moonlight, then, is a mixture of songs that have been gathering for a while. A number of original songs. The title track is an original, written by a man from Donegal called Pat McLean. But there's some older stuff too, and it's A Sin to Tell a Lie, and Do What You Do, Do Well, and Remember Your Mind, your 10 guitars, a few like that, to mix it up.
You have a huge range of musical genres. I have never done playing your stuff. Doesn't matter what type of show I do, there's always a song from Daniel, because your range is so wide.
It's hard to get away from it.
No, well, why would you want to, mate? I've seen you perform, and you're one fit guy. You cover a lot of miles on that stage, and you give people huge value. That's a fact.
Well, you know, we enjoy it very much. I enjoy the shows. The shows really are what makes it all worthwhile, irrespective of what else comes and goes. Everything, recording and TV and everything, out on the stage is you just cannot describe the joy that comes from being able to do that.
That is fantastic, and you have such time for the people who come to see you. You're there for hours after your show, signing autographs.
Well,
and
it's the people who make it all possible. And I always think and say, if you go somewhere and meet nobody, you might as well not have been there.
Well, you're putting a lot of performers to shame, because you just work so hard. It's just you're quite unique, really, and you've scored a hit for the past 30 years, and you're heading for maybe the 31st year. That is just an amazing record.
Well, hopefully, I'm very fortunate that, you know, the people come out and support the albums all the time, no matter when we release them. So hopefully, this one will be well received, and the people will enjoy it. Whatever about the charts, as long as people enjoy it, that's the main thing. But it's lovely to get in the charts, you know, there's no doubt about it.
And how do you stay fit, and how is your voice holding out?
Well, thank God, and I'm touching wood now, I'm very fortunate, my voice is fine. I mean, there's no doubt, when you're travelling all the time, you have to be very careful and just pace yourself. But I try my best. I suppose I've been doing it a long time, and you know, you get into a kind of a rhythm of what to do and what not to do, and you know, that's how it goes. No, I'm very fortunate, thank God.
And is Mary Duff going to be coming out this time?
Mary's coming. We celebrated 31 years singing together in September.
That's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
She's a very, very nice person.
And she is, and we enjoy... I mean, she'll be doing some songs on her own, but we always do 3 or 4 duets in the show too, which is nice.
Do you like to collaborate with other singers on your travels as well?
I do too. I have recorded with a number of people, you know, and I'd present this show for the Irish TV channel here, and I would do a duet with different people that come on, you know, it's always nice to sing with different people.
And are you up to speed with all of the new technology and spreading the stuff around? Are you up to speed with all?
No, I wouldn't be too good with the technology, but sure, there's plenty to push a button. You know, there's plenty knows what they're doing. There's no point in letting on, you know, everything.
Indeed, there's a lot happening in Ireland at the minute, isn't there, Daniel? A lot of stuff going on.
Ah, yes, absolutely.
Political wise as well. I wonder.
Oh, I know. There's a lot going on, and with all the thing of Brexit and everything, we're very, I suppose, affected by it by default, I suppose, in a way. But it's a very uncertain time economically, you know, until we see what's going to happen.
It'd be a shame to see a hard border, and I hope to God it never happened.
Well, I hope not. That's what we're all hoping, that we won't have a hard border, but sure. We don't know, I suppose. Nobody knows how they're going to get around it, you know, but hopefully it'll work out in everybody's favour, that somewhere everybody can be, there's a common factor that can please the majority. I'm sure everybody will not be happy, but the majority, and that it works. And that it's easy, and that, you know, we can go forward with a positive outlook.
Indeed, because it's wonderful the way it is. You don't even know where the border is, and why would you want to?
No, I know,
to,
it's just great.
And you're not far from the border, you know.
No, we're not. We're very close. Usher, we're over and back. When we go to Dublin, like, we go through the north.
Yes.
We would only be about 50 miles from Lifford, you know, and Strabane, and not much, about the same from Derry, I suppose. So that's our same going up through, you know, Ballyshannon and Tibberleek. It's about the same distance all the way.
Do you travel all over Ireland for your... Do you perform all over the place?
Ah, we do. I would. When we go back now, we have 4 shows. One in Killarney, one in Castlebarn, Mayo, one in Belfast, and one in Derry.
And do you go across the water? Do you go to England much?
We do. Oh, aye, we do. We were there in October. And we'll go again next May. We'll be doing shows in May and October again next year. We do a fair bit, in the UK.
Have you any funny stories for us, Daniel?
Oh, sure, listen, there's always... It's hard to remember now the different things that happened, but sure, you nearly need to be there to experience the fun.
Indeed, yeah, that's a good answer, and it's very true as well. What was your breakthrough song? What really got you on people's notice?
Well, the first song I recorded was My Donegal Shore and Stand Beside Me, and I think that's what really initially sort of broke or got through, you know, for me. And then I recorded Our House is a Home and I Need You and My Shoes Keep Walking Back to You. I Want to Dance with You was the first real pop hit we had. And, you know, just all different songs. Footsteps then was a very popular song. And Tipperary Girl, I suppose, was kind of recent enough, you know, from that point of view, yeah.
And you did a tribute to Big Tom, unfortunately no longer with us.
I know. Oh, God, it was sad, you know. Tom passed away suddenly, I suppose, relatively suddenly anyway. His wife, Rose, died earlier in the year, and then Tom, you know, passed away not long after her. And, you know, a year ago in September, we recorded one of the shows for the Opry that I was talking about there, and he was in great form. Both he and Rose was there, both of them. And then his son's partner died not very long ago, just after having a baby. So they've had a lot of of tragedy in the past 10 months. A lot of sadness.
It's awful. It's awful. It's very hard to get away from bad news. Well, I tell you what, you cheer people up with your shows, and so many people have been mentioning it to me that they're looking forward to catching up with you again, and you're really huge value. Best money you could ever spend to go and see Daniel O'Donnell.
Some of the shows are earlier in the evening this time. You know, I think the one in Sydney's at 6 o'clock, and right. Canberra's 6, and different. You know, a wee bit earlier just to make it, I suppose, for if older people want to come out, that it's not too late.
No, that's good. Listen, I'm not going to keep you talking here, because I know you have had other interviews and you'd be sick
not
of talking.
Not at all. We might see if we get out there, Barry. We'll
I'll make a point. And is there any possible chance? I'm just up in Chatswood, which is only about 15 minutes from the city centre here.
And we'll see how we go.
It would be lovely to... that'd be lovely. Well, listen, I appreciate the chat. And again, really nice to catch up. And we'll get you again whenever you get here. And I'll be... playing your songs and mentioning your shows. Have no fear about that.
Thanks, you're very good. And listen, have a great Christmas yourself and everybody at the station and everybody listening. I hope you have a lovely Christmas and all the best for the new year. And we're looking forward to seeing you all that we've met, and maybe a few that we've never met that are only discovering the music now. Maybe we'll see all of you at the state or some of the other shows around Australia when we're there.
Oh, it's intergenerational. All ages will be going to your show. Have no fear about that. Well, you look after yourself. Look after your voice, and we look forward to catching up with you when you get here.
All right, Barry. God bless.
All the best. Same to you. Thank
Bye-bye.
You, Daniel. Folks, that was Daniel O'Donnell. Lovely, lovely guy. And he'll be touring. He'll be in Newcastle on the 21st of February at the Entertainment Centre. He'll be in Canberra on February the 23rd. He'll be in Melbourne in Hammer Hall on the 24th or 25th of February. He'll be in Sydney at the State Theatre, which probably concerns us more, State Theatre, on the 27th of February. He'll be in Tweed Heads, Twin Towns Service Club, in March, early March. Anyway, we'll be letting you know about the dates and the different venues. And this interview will be up on my website, barrymac.com, if you care to listen. And I'll be playing a few of Daniel's songs very soon as well. Thank you.